Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today, March 14th, 2025, is a little bit of a holiday. I don't know if you're celebrating it, Tiggy. Today is Russell Wilson Day. Because Russell Wilson is visiting the New York Football Giants. And think about this for a second. We're talking about a Super Bowl champion. We're talking about a guy that's been to multiple Super Bowls. We're talking about a guy who, years after his career is over, will at least be discussed as a Hall of Famer. And he's coming into your building today. Do you lock that door and make sure he doesn't leave?
Not necessarily. I think, like, Russell Wilson is interesting only because of what you just said, Evan. He has had a lot of success in his career. And there was points where we thought he was shoo-in Hall of Famer.
Yes.
I mean, he won Super Bowls. He went to another. If it wasn't for, I don't know whose play call it was, handing it off at the goal line or trying to throw it at the goal line as opposed to handing it off to Marshawn Lynch, he'd be a two-time Super Bowl champion. And they felt like, God, this guy can do anything. Throws these deep, like, moon balls that somehow always land on target. And eventually, it just seemed like all of that petered out. It's like he wanted to become more of a pocket passer and more of a MVP-type quarterback candidate, and it derailed his career. And over the last 4 years, he's left a lot to be desired as a quarterback. But he still is a Super Bowl champion and has a history of winning, even in Pittsburgh last year.
Well, that's what I'm going to bring up to you, because maybe I'm being too simplistic here. Maybe I haven't watched enough tape, which I haven't. I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't watched Denver Bronco and Steeler tape. But I see a guy who, while he's getting up there in age, over the last two seasons, he's gone out, and not that his team has been elite, but he won 7 games in Denver. Mm-hmm. Last year, he was 6-5 after replacing Justin Fields. And he continues something he did early in his career, which he doesn't turn the ball over.
Right.
Russell Wilson is not Jameis Winston. He doesn't turn the ball over. So you look at his stats over the last 2 years in Denver and Pittsburgh. He's thrown 32 touchdown passes. He's thrown 13 interceptions. He's basically .500. Now, that's not all him, obviously. He's also quarterbacking a team. But I see that. And while he's not the guy he was, or at least the guy we thought he was a decade ago, that still seems like a major upgrade, and it still seems like something that would stabilize the New York Football Giants.
And it might. I think the thing you worry about is what happens if he truly falls off the cliff, right? Because it feels like he's hanging on. Mm. You know, not like ascending, definitely not ascending. not like stable, just kind of the same player every year. It's like he's hanging on to being good. And at some point, it happens to everybody, by the way. It's whether it's age or injury or whatever, you just lose the ability to hang on, and you fall and you stink. And I don't want that to happen with the New York Giants, because it's felt like it's happening the last 4 years. It hasn't, but it's felt like he's hanging on to being a good player.
Well, that may be the case. What wouldn't worry me is I think the Giants' plan, and it would certainly be my plan, and I think this is what the Giants are doing, is they're adding a veteran quarterback, and they're going to draft someone. Yes. Whether it's at three or it's in the second round, they're bringing a young man into the room with Russell Wilson, with Tommy DeVito, that they're hoping to develop. In the worst case scenario, that you're right, that this hanging before he falls off the cliff, if that occurs, he gets replaced.
Yeah.
Like, he's a bridge quarterback.
Is that solving what the Giants need right now?
Is any veteran quarterback out there solving their issue? What's really going to solve their issue is developing.
The only one is Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think he solves it either, though.
Because it feels like at least he's... Like, he's not done. I watch Russell Wilson, and I say to myself, this guy is just done. And I guess if he comes to the Giants, you'd find the beauty in it, right? You say, this is what he can provide.
Well, his fans have no other choice.
Maybe, but, right. I mean, there are other choices, obviously.
No, I mean, if they sign him, right. we yell, we scream, we're mad, and then after 5 days, you're like, all right, I got to rationalize this crap.
Exactly.
If you don't like the move, obviously.
Yeah, but at the same time, you do know that he has a history of winning. And as corny as he may be at times, he's sending the right message. It's not like he's corny and being a jerk. He's being corny and positive.
Okay, so let me ask you this about the corny stuff. And we will address the corny stuff, because coming up a little bit later on, and I'll guarantee it here in this 2 o'clock hour, we've compiled a list of the corniest stuff Russell Wilson has ever done. But does that really, other than us having a laugh, and us joking about it, and people making fun of it on social media, does the corny stuff hurt a room? And is it more distracting than any of the other quote-unquote distractions that, say, Aaron Rodgers
only
brings?
Only if he's bad.
And he hasn't been bad.
Right. It only becomes an issue if he's bad quarterback.
Right.
And then that making fun of him becomes, like, mocking.
Sure.
And making fun of and mocking are two different things. And so that's the last thing you want, because it creates a divide. So that's like, I'm trying to think if I've ever had this kind of player in my locker room.
Yeah, have you had a cringe teammate?
I don't think so. Because they're usually not good, so they don't last.
Right,
you know what I mean? So they're just kind of gone, and I don't know. They don't belong, so they don't last. But Russ he's lasted.
I also think...
And there's something to that, by the way.
Absolutely. And this is the way I look at Russell Wilson, the way I look at Aaron Rodgers. So I think most of us would agree, if you're looking for that short-term success while you're developing a young quarterback, those two guys give you a much better chance than any of the other veterans out there.
No doubt.
Like, the Giants met with Joe Flacco yesterday. Give me a freaking break. I've seen Joe Flacco. We've all seen Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco is not helping you win games in the short term the way a Russell Wilson can and the way Aaron Rodgers can. I believe that Aaron Rodgers, as much as you tell him, hey, you're coming here, we want to win, but let's see where the season goes.
Yep.
We are drafting someone, or we're likely to draft somebody. We may replace you. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a harder time facing that reality than Russell Wilson. And the reason I think that is because Russell Wilson is a journeyman now.
Yeah.
Like, he was in Denver, it didn't work. They benched him while they still sort of had a chance for salary cap and injury-related reasons. He goes to Pittsburgh, where at first we thought they weren't playing him right away because, well, let me see if we got more out of Justin Fields.
Yes.
And then they finally go to Russell Wilson. And now Russ is in Cleveland. He's going to meet with the Giants today. It feels like he's actually at a different part of his career than Rodgers is, in which benching him is actually going to be easier than benching Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, because Aaron, we still don't know like how he's perceived. Like, we know that he had injury-filled seasons over the last couple of years, but we don't know like what an organization thinks about him. I think we know what an organization thinks about Russell Wilson.
Well,
because multiple of them have gotten rid of him.
Multiple teams have gotten rid of him. And also, let's think about the current marketplace for Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. In the case of Aaron Rodgers, the Steelers are clearly interested. The Giants are clearly interested.
Yes.
And as reported by numerous people, including Albert Breer and lately Diana Russini, the Vikings are considering it. And Rodgers would welcome going to Minnesota.
Yes.
So think about the teams that are interested in Aaron Rodgers. A team from the playoffs last year in the Pittsburgh Steelers with one of the great coaches in the sport who just made a trade for DK Metcalf.
Yep. They're trying to win.
They're trying to win.
The Steelers are trying to win. You see it in what they've done in the offseason.
And they were a playoff team last year.
Yes.
Team number two, interested in Aaron Rodgers, potentially the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
A team that won a hell of a lot of games last year.
Right.
Until it came crashing down at the end with Sam Darnold.
Right.
Again, another team trying to win, and then you got the Giants. The Cleveland Browns are the only linked team right now to Russell Wilson.
I know.
Now, the Steelers may be treating him as a backup plan in case they fail on Rodgers.
Yes.
So the marketplace is telling you how they view Russ versus Aaron Rodgers, which would tell me, because again, my view is, and I think most Giant fans agree with this, you're drafting a young quarterback. This is the veteran who's going to hold the fort down, maybe quarterback the entire year, if you guys have success. Can't rule it out. But you are drafting a young quarterback who may replace. Wilson is more at the point in his career in which he's replaceable than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's almost an easier transition if it just doesn't feel right. Now, if he's winning games, you just roll with him. You let the young kid sit. It is what it is. Whoever that young player is, you're not worried about them.
Right.
Because you have time. And I think all of these kids coming out this year, whether it's the top end of the quarterback class or the middle or even the bottom, they all need work.
Right.
Right? They all will benefit from sitting and learning. Now, if they happen to surprise the hell out of you in OTAs and mini camp and in training camp and they end up starting over whoever veteran you sign, fine. That's a great thing.
And you know what's funny? Think about Russell Wilson's really, 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 really beginning of his career.
Yes.
He knows all about
he
that.
He did exactly that.
Because the Seattle Seahawks signed a veteran free agent quarterback.
Matt Flynn,
who was coming off like 30 seconds of success.
Yeah, he had like half a game.
And Seattle was like, ah, great, we'll give you a lot of money. And Russell Wilson was drafted, not in the first round, and was so impressive in camp that he took the job. So I think Russell Wilson, eyes wide open, especially at this point of his career, has to understand that situation could happen with the Giants. The best case scenario for the Giants is that they bring in a veteran, whether it's Wilson or Rodgers, they draft a young quarterback, and they win games.
Mm-hmm.
And the vision that some of the optimistic Giant fans have, I heard Peter Schrager say this the other day, and he's not a Giant fan, he's just an analyst. He said, hey, I think the Giants have a really talented roster. I think they're a quarterback away. Now, I don't share that view. Clearly, you don't based on that reaction.
I think there's depth issues. I think he's right, though. It's a talented roster. Right? You look at some of the positions, and you're like, all right, these two kids they drafted in the secondary last year, they're pretty damn good, right? Their defensive front is pretty damn good, right, with Dexter Lawrence and Rakeem and all those other guys. Linebacker, Micah McFadden's pretty good.
Right.
Right? Offensive, they got one of the best wide receivers in football. They got a good running back who they kind of stole late in the draft. Offensive line, they have an all-pro at one of their, you know, positions. But it's the depth. It's like the glue in between the big pieces. That's not there yet.
Well, and that matters because we saw what happened last year when Andrew Thomas went down and the offensive line crumbled. But I think the best case scenario is that view is correct. And the Giants add a veteran quarterback. He doesn't play like an MVP, but plays well enough.
Right.
And the Giants win 8 or 9 games. And we're sitting here in January, maybe talking about a playoff game or talking about what was a fun, successful season. And then you're thinking to yourself, oh, we got that young kid waiting.
Yeah.
That Shedeur Sanders, that Jackson Dart, he hasn't played at all. But man, I'm so ready. Daboll's proven he can coach. Shane's proven he can find some talent. And that is the best case scenario. And by the way, you're saying goodbye to the veteran. You're saying to Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, thank you. You gave us a quality year.
Right.
We appreciate it. See you later. Now the new era begins.
It's a Kurt Warner situation.
I would say better than Kurt Warner because you actually complete the year with a veteran. And then
right.
You know what I mean?
No, you're absolutely right. But the worst case is that it's a Kurt Warner situation. You know what I mean? Where you're just, the problem is we were good. But you know what I mean?
No, the worst case is whoever the veteran is. Here's honestly the worst case. I'll lay out the worst case. That veteran gets hurt immediately. That's the worst case.
Yeah, and then you have to play.
And then either you're playing a young guy who's not ready, or you're playing a Tommy DeVito or Joe Flacco type, and you're headed to just a bunch of losses where the coach is probably gone, the GM is probably gone, and the young guy is not being developed.
Right. There's no advancement.
Right.
It's a lost season.
Right.
And if that happens, everybody loses their job. You're right about that.
You need to do two things at the same time. Win a few games and develop a future quarterback.
Right.
Can you do that with that kid sitting and watching, a veteran like Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson? I think you can.
Yeah, I think it's necessary. And again, we might get lucky because whoever the young quarterback is, he could turn out to be like C.J. Stroud. I'm not saying you got to draft the guy in the top three and that's the only way he becomes C.J. Stroud. You can draft a kid in the second round and just get lucky, right? And hope that you develop him the right way. You put him in the right positions where it's not complicated for him. It feels comfortable and easy for him. But the likelihood of that happening is... it's rare. We don't see it very often.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go back half a decade and look at all these first-round quarterbacks, especially those guys that started right away. A lot of them don't pan out, man.
Yeah.
And so it's just a handful. Some of them get resurrection stories like Baker Mayfield, but very few of them turn out to be good. So it's a crapshoot, no matter how you look at it.
The other gamble that the Giants are taking, and I'm just using my brain thinking about this, with Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson being in the room today with them, is that...
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All the evidence is there that Aaron Rodgers is not serious about signing with the New York Giants.
No, you're right.
The evidence is there.
It feels like he wants to sign with the Vikings.
It feels like he wants to sign with the Vikings,
right,
or he's considering retirement. And I think that right now, if we're being honest, if we're just being honest or reading the tea leaves on this, it feels like the Giants are being used in regards to Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So you've got two choices.
Which, by the way, is exactly what happened. Not same situation, but they also got used by Matt Stafford.
Absolutely. They did. And I think we knew it at the time, but we realized no harm, no foul.
Right.
Because nothing was changing while you were being used.
And he wasn't actually available.
Right.
Right. You had to trade for him to get him.
Yeah.
Not like he's sitting on the free market and then your decision to offer him whatever you're going to offer him is going to influence him.
Right.
That's not what was happening. He was just trying to get more money from the Rams.
Right. So in the case of Aaron Rodgers, if you come to the conclusion, I'm coming towards, and a lot of people coming towards that, you know what, this Rodgers thing, he's using you. I'd like him on the team, but I just don't see it happening. Then maybe today, while you're meeting with Russell Wilson, you just get the deal done with him. Because if you let Russ leave and he signs elsewhere, there is a huge drop-off when it comes to the veteran quarterback that you could bring in. Huge drop-off.
Right.
So that's the decision you got to make if you're the Giants and if you're a Giant fan. Do you continue to play the game with Rodgers and wait? Because this wait could take a while. And there's no guarantee Russell Wilson's just going to sit around and wait for you. So do you wait, or do you say, screw it, Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl winning quarterback, as corny as he may be. Russell Wilson did have a somewhat okay season last year and won some games, more than the Giants did last year. Let's just get this deal done. Because I also think, if the Giants offered Russell Wilson a contract today, I think he signs it.
Yeah, but I don't know if they should. That's
because you want Rodgers or because you don't want Russ?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both. Like, is it Joe Shane and Brian Daboll? Like, selling themselves to Russell Wilson?
Didn't they do that last year?
They met with him last year.
They probably have a familiarity with him already. So I think it's just gauge interest and go over plan, right? Think about, talk about offensive schemes, maybe. I don't know. I think it's, we never had to do this back in the day. It wasn't like you traveled in free agency and met with teams. You just, your agent did all of that.
Right.
Right. And it was just, it was more of a financial conversation as opposed to a, well, how do we fit? Right. Well, do we work well together?
There was something interesting, actually, Paul Goldschmidt said earlier this week when we had him on talking about his free agency. And he was honest. He's like, yeah, it was a one-year deal. It was just my agent talking to them. Right.
Like, it was like just an offer.
Yeah, there's no recruitment, I guess, on these short-term deals for certain players. But when you're trying to sign Juan Soto, it's different, right?
Yeah, of course. Especially because you're marrying him for a decade and a half.
Right.
And so it's like, this better work personality-wise. Like, we better be on the same page emotionally and conceptually. Otherwise, this is going to be an ugly 15 years.
Yeah, the way I envisioned a meeting last year with Russell Wilson was the Giants saying, here's the situation, right? Mm-hmm. Daniel Jones is here. There'll be a competition. You will have an even shot to win it or whatever their actual plan was.
Right.
And just let them know the deal because you don't want a guy in here who's blindsided by the situation.
Yeah, but so, I don't think that was the case. You're going to get a chance to win the job. I think last year they told him,
You're the backup.
Daniel Jones is playing.
And that's why he said, no thanks.
That's why he said, exactly.
Now,
I'm going to go someplace else where I can compete for the starting job.
Now, this year, you assume they are telling him, and they should be telling him, hey, Russ, you have a great chance to start, but we are going to draft a young quarterback, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and it'll be an open competition, but we're not predetermining who our starter is. A year ago, they were predetermining who their starter was.
Do you take Russ out to dinner, or do you just walk around the facility with him?
I don't know.
How do you handle that?
I don't know. Like,
what would you want if you were at that point?
If I was Russ?
Yeah. Would you want lunch?
It depends on how well I know Dave's, because if I don't know him, I want to get to know him.
So you need the lunch?
Lunch or something.
And they better pay for it.
Of course they're paid.
I know Russ has made a lot of money in his career.
They probably just have it right at the facility.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good enough
for
them.
They have good chefs there.
I'm sure the chefs are wonderful, but it doesn't feel special.
Yeah, but why do you need to go out to lunch?
Because you're Russell Wilson. You want those pictures taken.
It's their second date.
Rodgers has pictures out there. You're like, I want pictures out there.
It's their second date. So you figure first date is putt-putt ice cream.
Yes.
Now the second date, steak dinner. I mean,
the only problem
you want to impress them.
How often do you have a date that's separated by a full year?
Yeah, that's true.
That's the awkward one.
How much have you changed in a year? Do I still want you?
Let's get to some of your calls. Rick is in Long Valley. How are you, Rick?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good.
What's up?
First off, I just want to say, Tiki, I'm a huge fan. Also a big fan of you, Evan. Tiki, I read your book, Kickoff, when I was really young, and I wore 21 because of you.
Oh, nice.
So
you're making me
thank
feel
thank you for that.
Appreciate you, Rick. I'm just kidding.
But I just have a quick point about the Giants and what I would do if I were the GM. I really like Joe Flacco as a person and as a leader. I wouldn't bring him in to start the whole season. I'd bring him in to start maybe 4 or 5 games. I love Cam Ward as a prospect. I'd do whatever I can to get Cam Ward, bring in Joe Flacco to mentor, maybe show him the ropes the first few games, and then just have Joe Flacco with him in the film room, the practice field, and just with him the whole time on the sideline and everything. He kind of did it with Lamar, so I feel like it would just be – I know it's a little different than what you guys are thinking, but –
Yeah, the challenge with Joe is I think Joe thinks he still can play or be a starter in this league. I know he can still play because you saw it in some of the games, but I think he still wants to be the starter. And so I'm not saying he did that with Lamar. It was more Lamar kind of became the better option for them.
Yeah, I mean, he was already there. He was their Eli Manning when you think about it.
Yeah, exactly. He just kind of became the you're a placeholder. And everybody knew it.
Rick's idea is not a bad one. Here's why I haven't suggested it. Here's why a lot of people haven't suggested it. Because we are under the impression, based on the words of the owner when the season ended, that they got to win some games. And so you look at this Giants season, at least I do, as a juggle. And that juggle is between winning games, competing to a degree in the NFC, while also developing a young quarterback.
Yeah.
Let's be honest about Joe Flacco. You ain't winning a damn thing. So you're not juggling anything. Joe Flacco is just your typical veteran who's going to hold the fort down for a few weeks until that young player is ready. But the odds are high that you're not winning enough games. And the owner made it pretty clear when the season ended, I want to see some victories. So if this was a first year regime,
yeah,
I would probably say, sure, it makes a lot of sense.
God, it's so hard to think about what's going to work best for the Giants with this veteran. I mean, the rookie, it is who it is. It doesn't matter. Whoever you're able to get. I think, as Rick just said, they're going to do everything they can to try to get Cam Ward. Right? They're going to try to go to one.
Right.
But Tennessee's got to dance with them.
Right.
If that doesn't happen, they'll sit there at three. If both quarterbacks are gone, they'll take best available, take someone else later in the round. But for this veteran quarterback position, it's really hard to know which one is going to be best because Russ wants to play, wants to be a starter.
Russ is better than Joe Flacco, though.
Definitely. But Joe Flacco also wants to play and be a starter. Aaron Rodgers wants to try to get a team to the postseason and see how he can enhance his legacy. So none of these guys fit the bill of what we're talking about they're going to do with a young quarterback.
But don't you think,
like they'll do it via just because they're around?
Right. They do it because they don't have any other choice. Like, think back to Kurt Warner. You tell me. I don't know if you ever had this discussion when he was there, but I'm sure he thought to himself, and he turned out to be right because he got to the Super Bowl a few years later, I could still play on the starter.
He did.
But I don't think anyone views himself as a bridge.
But I think he absolutely understood the assignment when he came to the Giants. That is, Eli, we need to get Eli Manning up to snuff. So you're going to help us do that.
Right.
You're going to play, but eventually we're handing the rock, literally, to Eli. And that's exactly what happened, even though we had a winning record at that time. It wasn't about Kurt get us to the postseason and Kurt win for us. It was Kurt develop Eli. And so it's hard to tell some of these older veterans to do that because they still think they can play.
Right.
And so they don't want to do it.
Yeah, well, at this point in their careers, they don't have choices. Like, Aaron Rodgers may have the choices. I don't think Russell Wilson does.
No, I think you're right, especially because he's been jettisoned each of the last 3 years.
Let's go to Jim in Saratoga Springs. What's up, Jim?
How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Thank you. Just my opinion on, I personally don't want anything to do with Aaron Rodgers. I think he's a diva. He'll distract from the team. He's all about himself. I like Russell Wilson. He's a competitor. He's a winner.
Yeah.
I think he'll perform. I'm listening to you guys. Kind of funny because I had caught something on Rails and they had Eli Manning and his two Super Bowl runs in the playoffs, and it was good to see Giant football with that offense and that defense. We got to get back, and I think Shane did a pretty good job at some of the free agent signings he just had, and I hope he's because he kind of got his butt kicked last year and his arrogance kind of got to him, so hopefully he makes some better decisions this year.
Right. No, I think that's
all I got.
No, I appreciate you, Jim. And you're right. I mean, I think Joe Shane's draft was really good. And free agency was actually pretty good. It was injuries and not having enough depth that ended up coming back to haunt.
You know what I've realized about GMs, and it's complicated. So you're right. Like, no matter what you say about Joe Shane, you look at last year's draft and you say, that was a good draft.
Yeah.
But I unfortunately did that a lot with Joe Douglas, where I'd say, hey, they had a good draft, or they had a generational draft, or hey, I like this free agent signing.
You ended up qualifying it all.
Well, all the individual moves, when you added it up, were like, wow, that was a pretty good general manager.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you got to win games.
Right.
And so what I, even to this day with Joe Douglas being gone, when you ask me, like, what kind of GM was Joe Douglas? It's not fair to say, oh, he sucked. He was John Idzik. Because he wasn't.
No.
You look at the individual moves and they were good. So I bring this back to Shane. Joe Shane has made a lot of good individual moves, but at the end of the day, in this business, you have to win games.
Right.
They didn't win enough games last year. They have to win games this year. If it doesn't happen, even if we're talking about this draft being a good draft, it's not going to be enough to save him, just like it ultimately wasn't enough to save Joe Douglas. And ultimately, what did in Joe Douglas was the quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's
it always comes down to that.
And so far, Joe Shane hasn't even taken a shot at a quarterback because the only one has really been Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you end up having your career, in this case, Joe Shane, defined by a guy you didn't draft.
Right.
And I guess they wanted him because he was good, and they ultimately signed him, but I think that signing was influenced by Daniel Jones' history here and with the Maras, and so it would suck for him to get fired and never have a chance to have drafted his own guy.
Well, think about
that
position. But think about what we're laying out here. Signing a veteran quarterback, potentially drafting a young quarterback.
Right.
But if they don't win enough games, they may be gone before we ever know if the young quarterback is the right guy or not.
Yeah, I know. And that's the crazy thing about this.
Let's go to Evan in Astoria. What's up, Evan?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Evan, I got to say, I've been listening since 07. I'm a big fan, man.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
And Kiki, before I tell you what I think about the quarterback, I want to say I was one of those Giant fan haters for a long time that never really heard your side of the story about your retirement and everything like that. And you, I'm really glad I got to hear that from you over the radio.
I appreciate you, dude.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of guys, I'm telling you, there's a lot of fans like that that didn't hear your side and probably were misinformed about things. And I'm glad to hear it.
Appreciate you, dude.
Yeah. So listen, here's the thing. As a Giants guy my entire life, we've been just been watching such down. We are hard fourth place in this division. Right. We've just been watching just Daniel Jones play scared, the end of Eli's career. Joe Flacco coming in with a very low salary compared to other options. And, dude, just let it sling. Reckless abandon. Just go for it. We are so starved for fun Sundays.
Right. Well, Evan, let me interrupt you and give you a scenario. Because Joe Flacco, as crazy as it sounds, was a lot like Jameis Winston last year. And he threw a lot of interceptions in the short amount of time he filled in for Anthony Richardson. So wouldn't you rather have Jameis Winston, who has a little bit more upside?
That's what I was going to say.
I mean, I'm serious. I mean, serious question.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? Fine.
Wow. He's that easy of a sell.
Well, I mean,
Joe Flacco is a freaking statue.
Right.
If your offensive line isn't stellar,
right,
he's going to get killed back there.
And that's kind of what happened last year with Indy. And, you know, watching tape on him, it was like he was stuck. And if he got off his first read, he wasn't moving. So he would just let the ball go to avoid getting hit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he'd put the ball in harm's way. I think it was a couple of 3-plus interception games that he had when he was filling in for Anthony Richardson. And so if you're going to have a quarterback that's going to do that, don't you want the upside of a guy possibly throwing for 400 yards?
Here's what I want to know.
I'm serious. So Jameis Winston.
I get it.
So if you're going to say, Joe Flacco, you might as well say, give me Jameis Winston.
What I'm curious about, and I can't answer this because I am not a Giants season ticket holder, nor am I a customer. But if they signed Aaron Rodgers, Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson, Joe Flacco, are any of those guys, to the Giant fan out there, making you go out and buy a ticket? I'm curious. Maybe Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he is Aaron Rodgers. He's a Hall of Famer. But for all the people that call in about Winston, and I get it, he's got a great personality. He can be exciting. He'll take shots down the field. He'll turn the ball over.
Honestly,
is anyone buying a ticket to see him?
Yeah, I think
really?
They would. I would.
Wow.
Because it's frustrating as hell, but it is really entertaining. I don't know how many of those games you watched last year.
Not a lot.
But I ended up watching some of them.
Yeah.
It's just wild, dude. Right? The throws are just, don't do that. Oh, wow. That's a 70-yard play. Oh, man. What are you doing? Oh, interception, pick six. It's just like you're on the edge of your seat. And if he's on your team, it's like you scream and MF him in 1 second, and you're praising the hell out of him the next second. And then after the game, you're entertained because he's like, deliver me, oh, Lord.
Deliver me from pick sixes.
From pick sixes. And it's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Now, Jameis Winston certainly has the edge on entertainment value, but Russell Wilson takes a lot of heat for his cringe factor.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.